The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Henry David Thoreau, one of the great men of our republic, has this to say about circumstantial evidence. That it was very strong, as when you find a trout in the milk. By now you should know that our story will concern itself with circumstantial evidence that's even stronger, as when you find a whale in the pool. Circumstantial evidence. How many people has it hung and will continue to hang in the far, far future?
And suppose I said to you I believe she's innocent.
In spite of all the evidence, Lieutenant?
In spite of what appears to be evidence, Mr. Revere.
Very well. You believe she's innocent.
Absolutely.
She's a beautiful young woman.
That has nothing to do with it.
It doesn't? May I ask you a question, Lieutenant? Would you still believe she was innocent if she were old and ugly?
Our mystery drama, Shadow of a Lover, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Michael Tolan. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Show 'em your clout.
It's time to get away.
We'll be right out.
Here we come, America.
Show 'em your clout. Show 'em your master charm.
Taking a trip, whether you go by plane or car, around the country, around the world, show the world you carry master charge. Hey, they know clout when they see it.
Show 'em your clout. We'll be right out. Show 'em your clout. Show 'em your master charm.
Trip.
For places to see.
Places to eat.
Places to sleep.
Places to shop.
For all the clothes.
For all the gear.
For cameras.
Film.
Radios.
For instant cash.
For whatever.
Wherever.
Whenever.
Show them your clout and travel easy.
No matter where you travel, no matter how far you roam, they speak Master Charge. They understand clout.
When you carry Master Charge, you carry clout.
Have a good trip.
Show them clout.
Now, here's a bright idea. Listen to this. If you know any Northsider who has money in a downtown bank or a savings and loan, you can collect a finder's fee just for bringing their certificate of deposit to Bank of Ravenswood. That's right, you can get $300, $500, even $1,000 from Bank of Ravenswood just for bringing in your friend's account. For more details, check the Bank of Ravenswood ad in the Tribune and Sun-Times. Or if you live in the North Side, check your mailbox next week for a descriptive brochure of the finder's fee from Bank of Ravenswood, member FDIC.
Rosalind Buick, home of the shy salesman, needs your help. We're really squeezed for space. All the new 1980 Buicks are in, but we still have plenty of 79s left. And we need room fast, so we've slashed prices on all remaining 79s. You'll save big on new Rivieras, Regals, Skyhawks, and more. But hurry, because they won't last long. Get yours soon so we can both breathe a lot easier. That's Rosalind Buick at 10432 South Michigan Avenue in Chicago.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrop are waiting for thee. Thus sang the poet more than 100 years ago, and thus they saw themselves, so many lovely ladies of long ago, as beautiful dreamers, waiting for the gallant cavalier who would rouse them from a sweet dream of hope and carry them into a glorious dream of fulfillment. And basically, despite the outward trappings, is it different today? If you don't believe it, just go to the movies.
Come here. Do you think I'll ever let you go? Can anything ever come between us? Show me the mountain I couldn't climb, the ocean I couldn't swim. We've waited. How long we've waited for just this moment. And now, darling, we'll never have to wait again. As long as we live.
Dad, are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
Well, come on, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
And for this, I had to spend $3. Well, beats staying home, but not by much. Yeah, I can see all your mascara's gone. What was this, a two or three handkerchief picture?
Oh, I can't tell you what he does to me.
Don't bother.
And especially tonight.
Listen, you want to stop off for something on the way home?
Oh, he was looking at me.
Some ice cream?
Fanny, I felt his eyes, and they were looking right into mine.
How about a pizza? Maybe a beer, huh?
His eyes. I got lost in those eyes.
Yeah. Clovis Hollister and his famous eyes. You ought to grow up, you know.
We really don't have to discuss it. Just forget it, will you, please?
This Clovis Hollister, who is he? What is he?
A person like you could never understand.
Ah, Clovis Hollister is one of them Hollywood illusions. Is that the word I'm looking for? Yeah, illusions.
I don't care to discuss it.
They take a face, put it on a screen. They say to this face, open up your mouth. He opens his mouth. They say, hey, speak these words.
All right, Fanny. We're going to miss the bus.
You want to know what I think? You missed the bus a long time ago. I didn't hear the alarm go off.
It didn't. I'm sorry I woke you.
Well, what are you doing? What are you doing up? Can't you sleep? Hey, you're all dressed.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? It's only 2:30 in the morning.
I know. I got to catch that last past 4 plane to Hollywood.
Hey, come on. This is no time for jokes.
Oh, I'm being serious, Fanny.
You're packing the bag. What's going on?
Oh, I'm going out there to him.
You're going out there to who, Mayetta?
You know perfectly well to who, Fanny. Clovis Hollister.
You're going out there to Clovis Hollister? Uh-huh. Okay, I see. And why are you going out there to Clovis Hollister, may I ask?
Well, because he called to me.
He called to you? All right. When? When was this?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight, while I was in the theater.
Oh, sure. Well, I was in the theater, too. Well, I didn't hear him call.
Well, no matter how it sounds, I know there's something between him and me. I know he's reaching out to me. Oh, I know that look in his eyes is for me.
For you and for 50 million other dames sitting in a movie house.
No, it's just for me. And we're not going to argue about it.
But I can't leave you. Just walk out of here and go out.
I called for a cab to take me to the airport. He should be here any minute.
Mayetta, these guys, they have all kinds of people surrounding them. You won't even get a chance to get near him.
I'll get to see him, Fanny. And I'll keep sending you my half of the rent till the lease is up.
Mayetta!
He's waiting for me. Oh, the cab is here.
There's nothing I can tell you, is there, Mayetta?
No, nothing at all. Well,
tomorrow's your birthday, you know? And I bought you a present. I was saving it. Here, I got it in my drawer. I better give it to you now.
Oh, gee, what is it?
Well, I went into Smallwoods and...
Hey! Wow! Oh, you must have spent a fortune.
Yeah. It's these special imported handkerchiefs. And I had them sew on your initials.
Oh, Fanny!
I figure you use them up every time you see one of the Clovis Hollister pictures. All you do is weep for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, the cab's waiting. Look, thanks a million. But my weepy days are over.
Oh, I hope so, kiddo. I sure hope so.
Where is the silly switch? Ah, here we are. And there was light, but... Well, who might you be, and what are you doing in my apartment?
Is this your apartment?
I could produce a copy of the lease.
Oh, excuse me. I guess I must be in the wrong place.
I would assume so. How did you get in here, anyhow, with all that fantastic security we're supposed to have in the building?
Oh, well, I just sneaked past the doorman, got onto the roof, climbed down, and let myself in through the window.
You just think it was all for nothing. You know, you don't look like a thief.
Oh, I'm not.
Well, then why did you have to sneak in?
Oh, well, they don't leave anybody get close to him.
Him?
Clovis. Clovis Hollister. I guess he must live in the next apartment.
No, he doesn't.
No? You sure? Oh, well, maybe I got the wrong building.
No, no, you're in the right building.
You mean, you know where Clovis Hollister lives?
Yes.
Where?
Right here.
Are you sure?
Oh, I should know. I'm Clovis Hollister.
You? You're Clovis Hollister?
Guilty as charged.
Well, you can't be Clovis Hollister.
And why not?
Well, because you don't talk like Clovis Hollister.
Indeed?
That's what I mean. Indeed. I mean, Clovis Hollister don't speak like that. He talks like a regular guy. You sound like a, maybe a college professor. You don't look like Clovis Hollister.
Indeed.
Oh, there we got indeed again. Clovis Hollister has those eyes that look right into yours and...
Look into my eyes. You cannot disguise your eyes. Are these or are these not the eyes of Clovis Hollister? Well?
Yes. Yes, you're Clovis Hollister. What am I going to do now? What am I going to do?
Whatever you do, don't start crying.
I can't help it.
There is nothing to cry about.
Yes, yes, there is.
Look, even though you broke in here, I'm not going to call the police or anything like that.
It was nothing. All the time up there on the screen, it was nothing.
Now look, cheer up. Here. Take my handkerchief.
No, thank you. I can use my own.
Well, then please use it. And can we stop the crying? Please?
I'm sorry. I'll try. I'm just silly. I guess I never grew up.
Well, don't worry about it. Neither do most people. Now, would you tell me what you're doing here?
I can't.
Why?
Because you'll laugh at me.
No, I won't.
Promise. You won't laugh at me.
I promise. Now, why did you come here?
Because I thought you sent for me.
I sent for you? How?
Your eyes. They looked into mine.
When was this?
Oh, so many times.
Where?
They looked at me from the screen.
Oh, I see.
I thought they were looking at me. At me alone. And they were saying, I love you, Mayetta Mosby. I love you and you alone. You promised you wouldn't laugh.
I can't help it.
I came here all the way from Newark, New Jersey.
But you didn't have to make up such a story.
Make up? It's true.
You're a very good-looking girl. You know that Mayetta, is that it, Mosby? That can't be your real name.
It is.
Well, does it matter why you came? The fact is you're here. Now, how about a drink?
Oh, but I don't...
And then we might both get into something a bit more comfortable?
No, I better be going.
Going? Why?
Because I made a mistake.
Hey, wait a minute.
No, I want to go.
But I don't want you to go.
I'm sorry.
I like you.
Get your hands off me.
But be reasonable. I don't expect you to do this for nothing.
Do what for nothing?
Get a very nice gift later.
What do you think I am?
No.
Oh, please.
What were you doing in my apartment? Do you want me to tell that to the police?
Oh, please. I'm a very silly, foolish girl. Let me go.
You're also very lovely.
No.
Come back here.
No.
Hey, put that thing down.
I'm warning you.
I know you have a sense of the dramatic, but hey, you wouldn't swing that poker at me, and you know it.
I'm warning you. Don't come closer.
Now, put that down.
No. I had this dream that Clovis Hollister loved me. Why did you destroy the dream?
I didn't do anything.
You did. You did.
Look, I really think you should go home.
I can't.
All right. I'll give you your plane fare back to Newark, New Jersey. First class. What do you say to that?
No.
I'll even throw in a couple of $100s. That'll make us even, won't it?
Oh, you think money makes
everything all right?
Listen, money fixes everything.
Money cannot fix a broken heart.
Stay here and get a job as a screenwriter.
Everything's a joke to you.
Hey, wait a minute.
Great Scott, everybody!
Don't.
Destroy everybody's dream! You're not laughing now, I noticed. Why aren't you laughing now? Go ahead.
Yes?
Miss Melissa Merriweather?
Yes.
I'm Lieutenant Miller, police. My identification.
Oh? Well, what can I do for you, Lieutenant?
I must ask you to accompany me to police headquarters, Miss Merriweather.
Why?
First, we will read you your rights, and then we shall question you about the murder of Clovis Hollister.
Clovis is dead? Already? Well, it didn't look too good for him when Mayetta picked up that poker. However, who is Melissa Merriweather, and why is she being brought into the case? Well, we played fair with you this act. We have already dropped the clue. We'll check it all out shortly when I shall return with Act Two.
Holidays were made for Michelob. Holidays were made for special friends.
What better beer than Michelob for the holiday season? Special enough to make the right impression. Friendly enough to show you care. No wonder Michelob has become a holiday tradition.
Holidays were made for special times, special places, special things, those special moments the season brings. It's the time to have that smooth and mellow beer. It's Michelob. Holidays were made for Michelob. Holidays were made for Michelob.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
What happens when you open a bottle of Italian wine? Like a beautiful opera, little comes closer to an affair of the heart than an Italian wine. And you will find each Italian wine has a personality all its own. Dry, delicate white wines. Robust, hearty red wines. Festive, sparkling wines. Italian wines. A delight to the eye, delicious to the tongue. This holiday season, let an Italian wine warm friendships, brighten parties, add to the joy of being together. So make this holiday especially fine with Italian wine. Some of your best wines are Italian.
A message from the Italian Trade Commission.
What have we learned so far? It's dangerous to tell lies to a woman. True enough. We should, therefore, never lie to a woman we know. We should, moreover, never lie to women we don't know either. A wise man should go even further. He should never say anything that some woman somewhere might even think is a lie. Mr. Clovis Hollister didn't follow this useful advice, which is why he is the late Mr. Clovis Hollister.
Lieutenant, why am I being held here?
Have you telephoned your attorney?
Yes.
Very well. He'll help arrange for bail.
Bail? Why do I need bail?
There's a considerable body of evidence against you.
I didn't kill Clovis, I swear.
I was hoping you'd make a statement.
What kind of statement?
One that would make it easier on everybody.
And what would be the gist of such a statement?
It would tell us why and how you killed Clovis Hollister.
Why and how I killed Clovis?
Actually, we know how. You killed him with a poker from a fireplace.
But I didn't.
Why? Perhaps we know that, too.
But, Lieutenant...
You had two basic reasons, personal and professional.
Oh, good Lord. Look,
Lieutenant Miller. Is that your name? Suddenly, everything becomes very clear. Clovis is murdered, and everyone thinks I did it. There's all sorts of circumstantial evidence to prove or to apparently prove that I'm guilty. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, Miss Merriweather.
But don't you see? It's still circumstantial evidence. You can't convict a person on circumstantial evidence.
Most of the evidence in most cases of murder is basically circumstantial.
But there is...
You see, in a great many, if not the majority of murders, there's no actual eyewitness to the crime.
Circumstantial evidence. Now that I think about it, there's enough to hang me 10 times over.
Well, you're not going to hang even once. I'm sure you had reasons, and they were very good. And a woman like yourself, it's possible you were carried away by emotions beyond your control.
I know it looks bad. I know it looks terrible, even conclusive. But I'm innocent. Believe me.
Hey, Mira, you back already?
Back? From where?
You mean you didn't go to Hollywood?
Hollywood where?
Hollywood, California. That's where.
Why would I want to go to Hollywood, California?
To see your boyfriend, Clovis Hollister.
Oh, somebody sure worked him over. I mean, he's dead.
Oh, what should we have for supper tonight?
They say his girlfriend did it. Let him have it with a poker from the fireplace. They got her nailed pretty good for the murder.
What murder?
What murder are we talking about? The murder of Clovis Hollister.
Oh, who's Clovis Hollister?
You know something? I think that's a pretty good sign. Proves you're growing up. Finally.
What do you want to have for supper tonight?
We have this handkerchief, Miss Merriweather.
It isn't mine.
It was found on the floor near his body.
I tell you, it isn't mine.
It has your initials on it, M.M.
But it isn't mine.
It's an expensive handkerchief. You're a lady who can afford expensive clothing and accessories.
Lieutenant, it's... What can I say to you? It's circumstantial. It's hearsay, all of this. Rumor, innuendo. It's... Please, I'm innocent.
But the handkerchief is definite, material, physical. It's here.
But it isn't mine. You can't prove it's mine. I see. Because it's an expensive handkerchief that has my initials on it. I have to prove that it isn't mine. But how could I do that? How could I possibly prove that I never bought that handkerchief? Or that no one ever gave it to me? Or it isn't right. It isn't fair.
I'm sorry, Miss Merriweather.
Please sit down, Lieutenant Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Revere. You were with Miss Merriweather that night at dinner.
Yes, I'd taken her to Lauriccio's. Bad mistake.
Yes?
I wanted to take her mind off the situation.
The situation?
As her agent, I should have found a way to break the news gradually.
What news was this?
That she was not going to be in his next picture. It happens. Actually, she's kind of older than he is, or was. That didn't help, and then there was a reversal of roles.
What are you talking about, Mr. Revere?
No, it's an old story. She was the big star. She discovered him, gave him his break. After a while, he began to outshine her.
Oh?
I knew the kiss-off was in the works, but you always try to postpone the bad news. So she read about it in one of the columns. I figured I'd take her to dinner, get her mind off it. But no. She has to run into him at the restaurant. Bad timing, huh?
I think so.
And he's with this Dolores DeVore woman, so it's not just one thing that's burning her up now, but two. Well, she had to have a scene. She threatened him, said a lot of crazy, wild things in front of 100 witnesses. The mildest thing of all was the statement that she would kill him with her own 2 hands.
Yes, I know.
Lieutenant, this girl has been my meal ticket for the past 15 years. I'd like to help her, but I, can't go on the witness stand and perjure myself, can I?
You think she killed him?
Off the record, between you and me, what else can I think?
You want another cup of coffee?
Oh, not now.
You want to see the paper? There's news about your boyfriend, Clovis Hollister, in it.
Why do you keep saying I had a boyfriend named Clovis Hollister?
The truth is, he's nobody's boyfriend now, being that he's dead. And they got her all wrapped up for it, this Melissa Meriwether dame. She used to co-star in all his pictures.
Oh.
They actually indicted her. And it's for first-degree murder, too.
Well, maybe we can go to the beach. I could use a little tan.
All of a sudden, it's like this Clovis Hollister never even existed for you, huh? I guess maybe you can't accept the fact that he's dead. So maybe you're trying to block him out of your mind.
I wish I knew what you were talking about, Fanny.
Okay, sure beats the other way. But can you imagine a big movie star like her and she's up for murder? I didn't kill him, insists Melissa Meriwether. Okay. But if she didn't kill him, who did?
I received your message, Miss Meriwether.
Thank you for coming, Lieutenant. I want you to help me.
How can I?
I don't know. But is there anything you can do?
In what way?
To prove that I'm innocent.
You'll have that opportunity in court.
It should never go that far. I tell you, I didn't kill Clovis Hollister.
I understand. Believe me, Miss Meriwether, I'd like to help you. I don't suppose you understand the function of a homicide detective.
I shouldn't have asked you to come here.
See, a crime is committed in the homicide division using clues, evidence, deduction, whatever comes to hand rounds up likely suspects.
Yes, I know that.
And at that point, we're out of it. We've done our job. It's up to the prosecutor to decide whether or not he has, well, what he would call a viable case.
Do you believe I'm guilty, Lieutenant?
It doesn't matter.
But do you believe it?
I believe there's very strong evidence against you.
But do you believe that I actually picked up that poker and beat Clovis Hollister to death?
Look, even if I believed you're innocent, and I'm not saying necessarily that I do, there's nothing I could do about it.
Nothing?
That's right. I couldn't do a thing. I'm already assigned to another case.
I see. Lieutenant, I'm sorry I bothered you. Please forgive me.
Hello? Hey, Jerry, how are you? You have? No kidding. They sound like the best seats in the house. Yeah, I'm off tonight. No, no problem. I'll pick you up at... Oh, hey, I just remembered. No, I can't make it. Yeah. I'm sorry, too. No, I guess there's something else I just have to take care of. Yeah, another time, sure. Goodbye. To bother you again, Mr. Revere.
It's okay. I have to meet with some people later on in this joint anyhow. What'd you call me about?
Melissa Meriwether.
Figures. She got you, huh?
What does that mean?
You married?
No, but what difference would that make?
Not at all. She's a very effective lady. She can sure work on a guy.
Mr. Revere, what if she's innocent?
Innocent? You mean... not guilty? She didn't do it? That's what you're saying?
I'm raising the possibility. And it worries me.
It worries you that maybe an innocent woman might be convicted of first-degree murder, right?
Yes.
Well, you've got nothing to worry about. She'll go free.
How can you say that?
You already said it for me. You said, what if she's innocent? Now, what does that mean? It means you have doubts about whether or not she's guilty. Why do you have those doubts?
Why?
Never mind. I can answer my own question. Something about her voice, her manner, makes you think maybe she's telling the truth. Okay. If she can make you feel that way and experience season comp, she could make the jury feel that way, too. As long as there's the shadow of a doubt, she has to go free.
Tell me, Mr. Revere, do you think she's guilty?
You asked me that once before. Yeah. I think she killed him. I know she killed him.
Then you must know something I don't know.
I know something you don't want to admit.
What's that?
You're in love with her. Aren't you?
Evidently, our detective needs some time to think before he answers that question, so we shall give everyone a brief recess. Love. Within the context of our story, it can assume many different shapes, take on many different meanings, and create many different problems. But it will all come together in the third act, shortly.
You know, when one particular Christmas gift stays around for 137 Christmases, there have to be some very good reasons. And the Whitman sampler is full of them. 48 tempting chocolates and confections, like vanilla nut caramel, mint royale, mocha cream, something delicious for everyone. Whitman's knows what America loves at Christmas. That's why it's the gift America's been giving for 137 Christmases.
Kodak invites you to remember the special moments that make up the holiday season and to trust them to Kodak film.
La, 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 la.
A bike! Grandpa, you got me a bike!
I got one too, a red one!
Look, it's snowing!
No, you shouldn't have!
I know.
Oh, this is so impractical!
I know.
How did you know?
I knew.
Happy New Year!
Shouldn't you trust moments like these to Kodak film?
You've talked about it for a long, long time. And now that you both know you're right for each other, you want a ring to show everyone that you two have something going. Not just any ring, of course, but one that's as special as the feelings you share. No one knows that better than Wieshuber Jewelers in Park Ridge. That's why they'd like to show you their full line of art-carved diamond rings. With an art-carved diamond, you know you're getting something special. Not necessarily expensive, but with a quality that's so outstanding you'll treasure it for life. And with Wieshuber, you're getting something else that's special. Personal attention. They want you to fall in love with your ring so you give all the time you need to choose it. Without pressure, without hassle. Why not visit Wieshuber soon and ask to see their art carved collection? Even if you're not quite ready to buy, they'll be happy just to meet you and wish you their personal best. Wieshuber's is at 624 Devon in Park Ridge, just east of Cumberland Avenue. Wieshuber's and Art Carved, working together to launch your new life. WBBM Chicago.
A possibility has been raised. Is our detective in love with his suspect? Whether he is or not, it opens the door to a host of interesting speculations. What happens to the emotions of people who must deal with the lives of others? Is it possible to remain completely impersonal? Is it human? And in any adversary relationship between a man and a woman, can sex ever be discounted completely?
What makes you say I'm in love with her, Mr. Revere?
Lieutenant, it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Mr. Revere, you and all your people, you live in a make-believe world. Your concern is with shadows on a screen.
That's right. Shadows. And they flash on and off across a great white sheet, and for $3 or $4 you get to see a couple hours' worth. And do you know why millions and millions of people, yourself included, go to see them?
To kill time.
To fall in love.
Now, I would question that. But after all, this is not the subject.
It's right on the subject. I've been in this business all my adult life. I know what we're selling.
Mr. Revere, I want to talk to you about Miss Merriweather.
That's exactly who we are talking about. All the Melissa Merriweathers, all the Clovis Hollisters, and all the millions of people whose lives aren't perfect, who are looking to escape somewhere with a beautiful woman, with a handsome guy.
It's a very complex question.
Sure. And in the darkness, in the privacy of that theater, there's that stunning face,
And it's looking at you, right at you. That smile is for you. Those eyes are for you. And at that moment, during that moment, you're in love?
Mr. Revere, that may very well be. My encounters with Miss Merriweather are not taking place in a movie theater, but in a cell. I am not indulging any, well, erotic fantasies.
In the privacy of a prison cell or in the privacy of a movie theater, Miss Merriweather is still working.
Working?
At being a movie actress. She's working on you.
I think she's having enough problems without your casting aspersions
on
her.
How she's made, Lieutenant. She has to work on people. In the ordinary, everyday course of business, without even meaning to. She'd even work on me.
Mr. Revere, I'm sorry I bothered you.
Her talent. It's an actress's talent, an ability to convince people, to make people believe. To me, it's a technical thing. I can take it apart, like you can take apart your revolver. There's that smile, that slightly troubled smile. She knows how to talk, to bring her voice up from her diaphragm.
But, Mr. Revere, what if I believe her?
Great! And the jury's gonna believe her. And, Lieutenant, this'll give her career a fantastic boost. Which I don't mind telling you, it needs. What are you worried about? Everything's gonna turn out just fine. Well, for everybody but you.
And what does that mean?
You're a cop. When the jury acquits her and this is all over, you think she'll even remember who you are? You'll have company, too. She'll probably even dump me and get herself a bigger, better, more high-powered agent. But that's the world.
Your world, maybe, Mr. Revere.
Everybody's world, Lieutenant Miller.
He was murdered at about 11 p.m. Where were you at that time, Miss Merriweather?
At home.
Can you prove it? Was anyone with you?
No.
No. Can you get anyone to verify that?
No.
Which means you don't have an alibi.
I didn't know I'd need one.
We have the bad blood, the threats.
I didn't mean what I said.
Yeah, that's what people would believe if he were still alive.
But you believe me. I know you do. I can feel it.
Oh, cut it out. Quit working on me.
Look at me. Do you believe I'm lying?
It's better if I don't look at you.
I know what's taking place inside your mind. You think I'm trying to seduce you.
Aren't you?
Oh, probably. I can't help it. What do you want me to do? I'm using what I have. I'm doing what always worked for me.
All right, moving along. There was no sign of forced entry. If the killer didn't break into the apartment, it had to be somebody he knew. Someone whose presence in the building wouldn't arouse suspicion. Someone he would open the door for. Or someone who would let herself in with her own key. You did have a key to his apartment, didn't you?
Yes.
Then we have the handkerchief on the floor.
It isn't mine.
How did it get there?
I don't know. I don't know anything except that I'm innocent. Can't you help me?
I don't know what I can do.
You're a detective.
But I can't work as a detective. The case is closed. My hands are tied.
I swear to you, I am innocent.
And I believe you. I'm a chump because there isn't a thing I can do about it.
Lieutenant, this is a happy coincidence. Buy a drink?
It's not a coincidence, Mr. Revere. I've been looking for you.
Is it about what I think?
The trial begins on Monday.
Relax. There's nothing to worry about.
Mr. Revere, I believe that woman's innocent. I have an instinct, a detective's instinct. I believe she's telling the truth.
Sure.
But as I told her, I can't do a thing about it.
Why not?
I don't have the resources. Go along with me. Say she didn't kill him.
All right.
And it stands to reason somebody else did.
Absolutely.
Who was that somebody else? You might find out.
Me?
You and people like you. People who made money on her all these years. The studios, the producers, her friends.
What is there we could do?
You could hire a top-drawer private detective. I can give you the names of one or two companies that are terrific.
I'm sure you could.
All it takes is money.
It takes a great deal more. And I'm afraid we don't have it. It takes loyalty, conviction, a complete break with a basic rule around here, which is run with the winner.
Oh.
You can't drum up much enthusiasm for lost causes, for has-beens.
And you wouldn't kick in?
Oh, sure. Put me down for a couple of hundred, maybe more. But somebody has to organize this. Stand up in front and stick his neck out. Can't be me. Can't be me, Lieutenant. I have other clients. I can't risk their careers by alienating all those fans who worshipped Clovis Hollister.
I can't promise you anything, Miss Merriweather. I don't even know how I'm going to do it. I may be riding for a fall. You could be lying to me.
I swear to you.
You didn't kill him. Okay. Who did?
I don't know.
Enemies. Did he have enemies?
Oh, yes.
People who'd want to kill him?
There were a great many people who didn't like him.
Which means I'd have to check out each one of them. I don't have that kind of time.
I'm sorry.
If there was only a clue, just one tangible little piece of evidence.
But there is. You said so yourself. It was the only tangible thing in the whole case. The handkerchief. If you really believe me, then the handkerchief must have been left there by the killer.
Great. All I have is a handkerchief with your initials on it.
The initials M.M., which coincidentally happened to be mine.
Yeah, go trace that handkerchief. Talk about needles in haystacks.
Well, it shouldn't be impossible. That handkerchief tells you a great deal about itself.
Yeah?
I don't think there are 10 stores in this city that could sell that particular handkerchief.
Why not?
Well, it's very expensive. It's all hand-embroidered. I'm sure it's imported.
10 stores, huh?
All right, give or take a few.
All right, you understand it has to be the kind of thing I can handle in my spare time. Okay, where do I go?
Burston's, Marks and Sumner, Ravens, Smallwood's, Keith and Whaley, Tucker's.
Yes, my name is Loretta Spooner. Did you wish to see me?
I'm a police officer.
A police officer? Are you sure you've come to the right place?
I hope so.
Well, I can't imagine why anyone here at Smallwood's might have summoned a policeman.
No one did. I'm trying to run down a lead.
Oh, my goodness. Here? No one at Smallwood's has ever been remotely involved in any sort of crime.
This handkerchief, Miss Spooner. Does your store sell it?
Oh, may I? No.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry I troubled you. But I've been just about everywhere. Could you tell me where I might find a place that sells it?
And of course, in New York.
New York? That's a pretty big place.
Well, the only place would be our New York branch. We were supposed to get them out here, too, but that won't be until Christmas.
You mean they sell these in your New York branch?
Smallwood's, New York. They're specially imported from Brittany. That's in France.
Could there be a record of the people who bought them?
Oh, yes. They could give you the name and address of the person who bought this particular handkerchief. No trouble at all.
No trouble, you say?
Oh, handkerchief like this, it costs so much, you would never have the initials on it to begin with. You'd sew them on, specially for each person who bought them. So you'd take their name, address, phone number, and call them when it was ready. M.M. You could call our New York store and ask who bought the Brittany handkerchiefs initialed M.M.
Yes?
Is Miss Fanny Perkins at home?
That's me.
Miss Perkins, I'm a police officer. May I come in?
Oh, yeah. Something wrong?
Miss Perkins, I understand you bought some very expensive handkerchiefs at Smallwood's, New York.
Was that against the law?
Oh, no.
Well, it should be. Prices they charge. But my roommate, Mayetta Mosby,
She was about to have her 30th birthday. It's a rough one if you're still single, even if you're not. So, I figured I'd splurge. It's only money, right?
Oh, Fanny, who rang the bell?
This gentleman's a cop.
Oh, I'm Lieutenant Miller.
Lieutenant Miller, I'd like to present Miss Mayetta Mosby.
Oh, how do you do?
I came here because I found your handkerchief, Miss Mosby. This is yours, isn't it?
Mayetta, you mean you went and lost it? Do you know what one of them costs?
You mean you came here just to return my handkerchief?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't even remember losing it. Where'd you find it?
In Los Angeles.
Are you saying you came all the way from Los Angeles?
I'm with the Los Angeles Police Department.
Just to return a handkerchief? Where in Los Angeles did you find it?
Where do you think, Miss Mosby?
Oh, I don't know. I was never in L.A. in my life.
That you remember?
That I remember.
I found it in Mr. Clovis Hollister's apartment.
Mayetta!
It was lying on the floor next to his dead body. And it was wet. Miss Mosby, why was it wet?
Oh, because I'd been crying.
Don't say anything, Mayetta.
Yes, that would account for it.
I just couldn't stop the tears.
Mayetta!
It's all right, Fanny. It's all right. I remember now.
But she killed him. This movie star, Melissa Merriweather.
Did she, Miss Mosby?
No.
She's being tried for her life. Would you want to come back and say no in court?
Oh, well, I guess I have to, don't I? I was foolish. I guess when I would sit there in the dark, in that movie theater, I would think all kinds of silly thoughts.
You're not the only one, Miss Mosby. Believe me, you're not the only one.
Definitely not. Yes, when her beautiful or when his handsome face is in that big close-up on the screen, and those brilliant hypnotic eyes are seemingly locked into your own, what thoughts pass through your mind in that darkened privacy of your very own reverie as we gaze on the shadow of a lover? I shall return shortly.
Fellow Americans, if you're still shopping here and there and everywhere for shoes, hold it right where you are. Put your feet together, stop running around. Just step around a kinney and you'll cover the ground. Anywhere you want to go, head your feet in our direction. Kinney's got it all and more. Wow, what a store. What a great American shoe store.
Walter Cronkite, one of a kind, writing, editing, working with the superb CBS News team to gather and report the news. The Daily, constant pressure of being the best. And there's only one place you can find this anchorman, this editor, this team.
Good evening. After strong press,
Cronkite and Company, only on the CBS Evening News.
Monday through Friday on the CBS Television Network.
Come Christmas time, I always start out well organized. I get most of my Christmas cards out early, get all the gifts for all the family and friends I can think of, and then, just before Santa's due to slide down the chimney, I remember two or three people who I didn't remember. So I just go out and get some more Whitman samplers. Everyone loves to get a Whitman sampler. It's been a tradition for more Christmases than I can remember.
Whitman's, a Christmas tradition for 137 Christmases.
Reynolds Wrap. It's the wrap that makes holiday shine.
Reynolds Wrap.
Wraps up work and saves you time.
This time of year, I stock up on heavy-duty Reynolds Wrap because it's strong, and I put that strength to good use to wrap or tent the turkey, to line roasting pans, for heating rolls and bread. I even use Reynolds Wrap to wrap gifts and make Christmas decorations. What a wrap. What a help.
Reynolds Wrap. Use heavy-duty Reynolds Wrap.
And so she returned, did our Mayetta Mosby, to face the legal music in Hollywood, California. Of course, they found her not guilty by reason of temporary insanity. And what happened with Detective Miller and Melissa Merriweather after she was freed? Was there something between them? Or did she forget he ever existed? Why don't you write that part of the story? It would be an interesting exercise in self-analysis. Find out for yourself what you really are, cynic or idealist. Our cast included Michael Tolan, E.V. Juster, Russell Horton, and Bryna Rayburn. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Says Chrysler as a federal bailout plan clears the Senate. I'm David Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Good news was all the Chrysler spokesman would say. Other comment, he says, awaits final approval of the plan. The Senate Wednesday night passed a $3.6 billion aid plan, similar to one passed by the House Tuesday. It includes a $1.5 billion in federal loan guarantees and a requirement that union workers kick in $525 million in wage and benefit concessions. That figure is about $125 million higher than the one in the House bill. If the company was reticent to react, Detroit Mayor Coleman Young, who predicted dire economic consequences should Chrysler fail, was not.
I think it's a very good Christmas present for the people of Detroit and Michigan, and whether they know it or not, for the whole nation. Hopefully, the differences that exist can be readily resolved in conference. I think it's absolutely essential that this legislation be passed and on the president's desk before the Congress recesses.
It could be. The House and Senate versions of the Chrysler bill are so similar, a quick conference to compromise is expected, and the final version could be on the way to the White House by Thursday night. More news after this.
Reach out and touch someone.
Ring, ring.
Who's there?
Hugo.
Hugo who?
Wherever Hugo, be sure to call me.
Ring, ring.
Who's there?
French.
French who?
French, you keep in touch no matter how far away they are.
Reach out, call up, and just say hi.
Ring, ring.
Who's there?
Chester.
Chester who?
Just a reminder, there are bargain rates on weekends.
Ring, ring.
Who's there?
Samoa.
Samoa who?
Tell me Samoa. I like to save money.
The Bell system would like you to know that if you dial direct out of state without the operator, you can save 60% all day Saturday and Sunday till 5, except Hawaii and Alaska.
Reach out and touch someone.
Ring, ring.
Who's there?
Tokyo.
Tokyo who?
Go ahead and Tokyo head off. We've got lots of time.
Reach out, call up America.
Ring, ring.
Who's there?
Genoa.
Genoa who?
Do you know any new ring, ring jokes?
Reach out and touch someone. Reach out and touch someone.
There was a wreck on the Mississippi near downtown New Orleans Wednesday night. A crude oil carrier named the Tina rammed a barge. There was an explosion and fire and reports that some crewmen leapt to safety in the river. The Coast Guard Steve Fothergill says there were no casualties.
All people are accounted for okay. The motor vessel Tina is pushed up at the Napoleon Wharf, still burning. Local units are fighting the fire. The Tina sustained a 100-foot gash down its port side bow. It's going to be a major pollution problem.
Lieutenant Fothergill says the ship Tina was carrying 57,000 gallons of oil. The ship is still burning. An Amtrak passenger train out of New Orleans rammed the rear end of a freight train Wednesday night near West Orange, Texas. The Amtrak train was en route to Los Angeles. Officials on the scene say there are some injuries. We don't know yet how serious they are or how many. The White House says the U.S. will ease up in efforts to secure United Nations sanctions against Iran. A spokesman saying it's because U.N. Secretary General Waldheim is in intensive negotiations with Iranian officials to end the hostage crisis. The U.S. won't ease up for long, though. An administration source saying Wednesday night, the effort may be renewed just after Christmas if the Waldheim talks bear no fruit. The OPEC oil pricing conference in Caracas was scheduled to have ended Wednesday, but ministers Wednesday night had to set another session for Thursday morning. After long hours of official and unofficial deliberations, the cartel is still deadlocked over a new base price for its oil. Moderates trying to hold to $24 a barrel, radicals are after much more. Some officials say there's a good chance no agreement will be reached. A South Korean military court Thursday sentenced 7 men to death for the October assassination of President Park Chung-hee. Among them, former KCIA chief Kim Jae-kyu, who during the trial said he had no regret for killing Park. He asked that the 6 others be spared from the death penalty, but they were not. The others convicted included 5 KCIA men and Park's one-time chief secretary, Kim Kae-won. Now this.
Minutes seem like hours when you sometimes have trouble getting to sleep. Wouldn't you like to get to sleep fast? Announcing new Unisom. A different generation sleep aid. The only one with doxylamine. To our knowledge, Unisom is the only non-prescription sleep aid proven effective in clinical tests. When you sleep better, you feel better. For occasional sleeplessness, take new Unisom. Use only as directed.
You know, when one particular Christmas gift stays around for 137 Christmases, there have to be some very good reasons. And the Whitman sampler is full of them. 48 tempting chocolates and confections, like vanilla nut caramel, mint royale, mocha cream, something delicious for everyone. Whitman's knows what America loves at Christmas. That's why it's the gift America's been giving for 137 Christmases.
After several test failures this week, officials say all 3 of the Space Shuttle Columbia's flight engines will have to be removed from the craft and modified. A week or so ago, the agency settled on next June for Columbia's first flight. Now, don't count on it. David Jackson, CBS News.
Give to the Wreath of Hope. Send your contributions to Bell Federal Savings, Monroe and Clark Street, Chicago 60603. News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
Good evening, everyone. It's 11:31 now. This is Alan Bickley on WBBM News Radio 78. All those gifts you want to give, all those holiday things you need to get, you'll find them all at Walgreens, the Christmas Shopper's Center, at very special savings, too. Here are just 2 of the Super Savers. Save $5 on the model CB600 Mr. Coffee 10-cup brewer. Sale price only $19.99. And who can resist Whitman's 1-pound box of Samper candy? Walgreens price just $2.99. Shop and save at your nearby Walgreens. And say, do you have any pipe smokers on your Christmas gift list? Well, be sure to stop by Walgreens Pipe and Tobacco Center while you're shopping. Walgreens is featuring 2 of the most popular pipe tobaccos, Amphora and Borkum Riff. Amphora and Borkum Riff are high-quality, aromatic, imported tobaccos that are sure to please any pipe smoker this Christmas. They're both available in the 12-ounce gift size, so make a note of it now. Buy Amphora or Borkum Riff Pipe Tobacco at Walgreens, the Christmas Shopper's Center. Headlines in the news on News Radio 78. The one-time director of the Korean CIA and 6 other defendants have been sentenced to death for their roles in the murder of President Park Chung-hee. At least 40 people were injured when the Panamanian National Guard broke up 2 peaceful anti-Shah rallies in Panama City today. At least 30 people were hauled off to jail, most later released. The Senate tonight approved a Chrysler aid package calling for a $1.5 billion federal loan guarantee. The bill requires union employees to forego $525 million in wages and benefits. A new Los Angeles Times poll shows Senator Edward Kennedy's popularity has dropped dramatically since May. The poll also shows most Democrats believe there is more to be learned about Chappaquiddick.